This is Mulberry Christian Radio with our weekly news report. There's much history in the city of Mulberry and its 90-year-old Kiwanis Club of Mulberry. During its meeting on Monday evening, Kiwanis Club of Mulberry, chartered in 1935, took in two new members, Jane Stevenson and Sean Atkins. The motto of Kiwanis Club International is service above self. For 9 decades, Kiwanis Club has been an active force for the betterment of life in not only Mulberry itself, but in the surrounding areas and in Polk and parts of Hillsborough County that make up the greater Mulberry trading area. Kiwanis here is involved in many activities for the betterment of the community and area. Kiwanis sponsors our cooperatives in many events and programs in the area. Kiwanis continues to shine and is a good way to meet new people and learn more about our community. If you'd like to join the Kiwanis Club of Mulberry, please talk with a current member or call Stan Harvey, a former club president, at 813-928-9436. National touring country artist Eli Mosley to perform to raise funds to support recent Texas flood victims. Tickets to Orlando House of Blues concert free if you act now. Eli has ties to the Mulberry area. Eli Mosley, a national touring country music artist, will be performing in the Orlando House of Blues on Friday evening, September 5th at 7 p.m. Eli and his band and supporters are raising money to support the flood victims of Kerr County, Texas, last month. It was on Independence Day, July 4, 2025, when the rapidly rising waters of the Guadalupe River flooded, taking the lives of at least 135 innocent people, some in the Christian girls' camp, with two people still counted as missing. The flood caused extensive property damage, with debris scattered over miles, and extensive damage to homes and other buildings. In July, Eli delivered a trailer load of supplies to the town of Comfort, Texas, on his way to perform at the Cheyenne Frontier Days in Wyoming. Eli will be back to perform in Texas this week at the Kendall County Fair in Boerne, Texas, on Saturday, August 30th. Eli and his band will be performing there in addition to two other performers, Patrick Gibson and Dallas Tyler. The tickets to the concert at the Orlando House of Blues on Friday evening this week are free if you order them now locally. Do it now. If you wait and pay at the door, tickets are $21 each. Free local tickets are available in the Mulberry Public Library, or you may receive tickets by emailing Gone Country Entertainment, all one word, at gmail.com. Or you may text Michael Mosley at 863-303-5626. Make sure you include a mailing address and do it right away. This would be a fun event for people from this area to go to Orlando to see a professional entertainer with connections to Mulberry, where his parents live. Eli and his band, hardworking band, perform all over the country, have appeared on radio, and put out some Nashville recordings. The band also has a strong, loyal fan base. When will they ever learn? You don't turn your back on the people who made you. Cracker Barrel restaurants have just pulled another Bud Light moment where it has insulted many of its longtime customers. With a Polk County restaurant in Lakeland along Interstate 4, not far from the State Road 33 intersection. The chain has been refurbishing its restaurants away from the small town southern theme and into something more modern and more what some are calling woke. Stated some on local media about the move, go woke and go broke. Some longtime Cracker Barrel customers are vowing to boycott the chain, saying the company has turned its back on those who made it. From a decor of old country relics and old photos on the walls, the new theme is more bland one, of lighter colors and getting off some of the old southern charm. Some who have been eating in the newly decorated locations on social media said they have found that the chain has not been as good on cleanliness as it once was, and there were long waits, and they are taking a break. Cracker Barrel is no small chain, with 660 restaurants in 45 states. The company does not franchise any of its locations, and thus it owns and manages each store at the corporate level. In the new logo, the old Southern man has disappeared, as had the old Cracker Barrel for which the chain was named. The company was founded in a small southern town in Tennessee. There is a general complaint in the U.S. restaurant industry that many items now come into many restaurant chains frozen or already prepped, with food often just microwaved from the freezer. Very few restaurant chains make complete meals from scratch in their kitchen. One Cracker Barrel's main critics has been the CEO of the Steak and Shake hamburger chain, who has tried to take over the Cracker Barrel board of directors for years. The parent company of Steak and Shake, with several Pocono locations, Big Lobby Holdings, owns 9.3% of Cracker Barrel. And it was reported that Cracker Barrel has caved to public anger and is ditching its new logo, rolled out just days ago. And Governor Ron DeSantis has picked two women to be the latest judges in the 10th Judicial District. The district covers Polk, Hardy, and Highlands County. Both women are currently assistant state attorneys for Judicial District 10, and each have served in their present positions for over 10 years. The new judges are Julie J.C. Hill and Allison Fox. Both are from Winter Haven. As noted previously, Polk County school officials plan to redraw the attendance boundary lines for a number of high schools. This is mostly due to the fact that some parts of the county have grown much more quickly than other parts. There are 6 town hall meetings planned in the coming days for district officials to speak on this and to get public input. The first meeting was set for Thursday, August 28th, for the Southwest region, which includes Mulberry, George Jenkins, Fort Meade, and Bartow. The meeting was held from 5:30 to 6:30 in the Bartow High School auditorium. And the annual Labor Day holiday was celebrated this Monday, September 1st, 2025. This is a holiday that first became a legal federal holiday 131 years ago in June of 1894, when President Grover Cleveland signed the measure from Congress into law. It is observed the first Monday of every September. Neighboring Canada also celebrates Labor Day, as it is spelled there, on the first Monday of each September. The holiday has been pushed for various labor movement organizations and as the nation became more industrialized in the late 1800s. As a federal holiday, most federal, state, and city governments will have their main offices closed that day as a paid holiday. Also, some business offices will be shut down for the day, as well as nearly all banks and credit unions. And Florida state insurance officials say that for the first time in a long time, auto insurance rates in the Sunshine State are coming down some. The state estimates that the average car insurance policy cost will decline by 6.5%, with some car owners getting a reduction of 11% or so. It depends on the insurance company, and that you are, it depends on the insurance company you're with, your insurance plan, etc. The top five auto insurers in Florida are Progressive, Geico, State Farm, Allstate, and USAA. Instead of the average insurance policy going up again, the reduction in cost is due to the Florida's legislature clipping the billboard trial lawyers, as Governor Ron DeSantis calls them. Due to torn reform by the legislature, it will be harder and more expensive for people to sue their own insurers over storm damage in their to their vehicles. In the past, in Florida, this state was one of the worst in the nation for insurance fraud and slick trial lawyers finding loopholes in laws. Florida is still considered by some rating groups as one of the worst states as far as insurance litigation. In recent years, the legislature has worked at making it harder and harder for lawyers, chiropractors, and others to cash in on various questionable insurance claims. And we were getting ready to put national news reported another church school shooting, this time in South Minneapolis. At first report, two children were killed in the spray of bullets and the shooter's dead. In Polk County, some of our churches have off-duty Lakeland police officers, all Polk County sheriff's deputies, at the church doing major services. But not all churches, especially smaller ones, can afford that every week. The county sheriff's office has for some time worked with churches in the county about church safety. The office also gives training for volunteer church members in how to confront a threat to the congregation. One of Lakeland colleges has taken similar training for some of its employees who are armed but whose weapon is concealed. This would be put any assailant in the disadvantage of not knowing who may suddenly rise to the occasion and take action against the criminal. It could be a regular appearing professor, a maintenance employee, a safety officer who is armed. Some area churches have members sitting in the church who are armed and who have had some additional training on church security. In some ways, plainclothes volunteers in church might even be better, and uniformed off-duty officers who are easily recognizable. With trained volunteer church members, a would-be assailant has no idea who may be armed within a crowd where everyone appears pretty much the same. The element of surprise in this case may be on the shooter. If you have concerns or questions about church safety, please contact the sheriff's office and they will assist you and your church. And District 15 of Kiwanis Club held a DCM in Bartow. Kiwanis Club of Mulberry is a member club of Kiwanis District 15. Tuesday evening last week, the district held its DCM, which stands for Divisional Council Meeting, in neighboring Bartow. The meeting saw the symbolic handing off of the Lieutenant Governor banner from Adam Hartley, T. to the new incoming Lieutenant Governor of District 15, Robert Brown. Dennis Harrison was honored with the award for making a distinct difference in Kiwanis. The Gallup poll just reported that the drinking of alcoholic beverages in the United States has hit a 90-year low, with about half of the population not drinking alcoholic beverages at all. Drinking alcoholic beverages has been on a multi-year decline, the Gallup poll stated, and this year it has reached the lowest point since records go back 90 years. Cited as the reason for people drinking less or not at all, I've increased scientific data that alcohol use has been shown to increase the chance of cancer and heart disease. Another factor is the ever higher cost of alcoholic drinks. Gallup reports that the average alcohol drinker consumes 2.8 drinks a week, down from years ago. 46% of the respondents said they never drink alcohol. And state law in Florida is that cities may jack up non-utility impact fees by a maximum of 50% over a four-year period. And that is exactly what Lakeland City Commissioners have done. Lakeland is Polk County's largest city by far and almost runs into Mulberry, separated by only a few miles. This is in addition to higher water and wastewater fees that go into effect October 1st in Lakeland. Lakeland commissioners earlier jacked up water and wastewater impact fees on a new home more than double, from under $3,000 at present to $7,275 effective October 1st. This means that to build a new home in the city of Lakeland, you'll have to pay $12,608 before you can put the first stick up on the property. And this does not include hookup or connection fees. Polk County Commissioner said more than a year ago that to build a new single-family home in the unincorporated Polk County now requires in the ballpark of $25,000 in government fees. Only a couple of generations ago, one could build a new home for that. Lakeland City officials claim the major hikes are needed to get more money in the city coffers to help pay for the cost of growth. And on August 28th, the Mulberry Cultural Center hosted the opening celebration for its latest exhibit, Big World, Little Photo, an artistic exploration by Sherry Rawls. The exhibit will run from the opening night until October 10th, 2025. The opening is open to the public at no charge, with refreshments provided. All are welcome. Hours opening night are from 5 to 7. The Mulberry Cultural Center is operated by the City of Mulberry. There is no admission fee. Hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is located next door to City Hall in the former library building. Nothing can completely protect you from any and all scams these days, but there are some ways that you may reduce your risk of being taken. One method available at no extra cost by the Polk County Clerk of Courts and Comptroller's Office is a service where you may register online to be notified if there is any activity in public records about your real estate. This may include transfers involving your property, liens put on, or mortgage activity. just log into Polk County Clerk of Court's website and learn more about this simple procedure. And during the past weekend, a truck backed into a fuel pump at the Mulberry Sunoco station along North Church Avenue. Even one of the metal guards was bent over. And a new Ace Hardware store opened along County Line Road near the public supermarket with a small shopping center. Residents will now have more choices and won't feel the need to drive to other areas for some quick needs. And Bunnell, Florida, the county seat of Flagler County, could triple in size or more in the next dozen or so years. It has almost exactly the same population of Mulberry as 4,100 people. City officials in the town near Ormond Beach are working with a developer who plans over 6,000 new homes in a mixed development that will include stores, offices, condos, apartments, and conventional homes. The development agreement calls for 10% of the homes to have tax-subsidized rent, with 61% of the development set for conservation. Local businessman David Wright says he thinks it will be good for the town's economy, but is concerned about water. They say we have problems with water now. A Lakeland woman was arrested 4 days after leaving the scene of a fatal hit-and-run accident, according to the Polk County Sheriff's Office. Polk deputies arrested Alia Cruz, 24, on August 22nd. She faces first-degree felony charge of leaving the scene of a crash involving death. On August 18, emergency services received a call about 4 a.m. of a woman lying in the middle of West Highland Street in Lakeland. When first responders arrived, they found 27-year-old Danielle Stillwell dead in the roadway, surrounded by broken vehicle parts, indicating a crash had taken place, but there were no vehicle at the scene. Polk deputies searched the area for possible video surveillance cameras. Deputies found a Sunoco gas station near the Wabash Avenue and Highland Street had footage of a black sedan traveling west from the scene of the crash on West Highlands. The Sunoco video footage showed the black sedan made a right at the red light, heading north on Wabash, then immediately made a U-turn to head south. Then the vehicle turned right to head west on Highland Street. The vehicle did not remain at the scene of the crash. The driver did not call for help. Deputies reviewed a list of black Kia Fords for model years 2019 to 2022, registered in Polk County. They located a black Kia parked in the driveway of a home on West Highland Street, which was missing a piece of the driver's side bumper and left wheel fender liner, according to deputies. The sheriff's office said deputies determined Cruz was the owner and sole driver of the car. Cruz told deputies she left their home about 3:50 a.m. in the morning to go to work at Publix Warehouse on South County Line Road in Lakeland. Cruz says she traveled west on West Highland Street, the same route she takes to work daily. Cruz says she was approached by a truck driving in the opposite direction with high beams on, impairing her vision. When the truck turned right, Cruz told deputies she observed a woman lying in the roadway in front of her with her hands over her face. Cruz said she swerved to avoid striking the woman and went off the road into the grass. According to the sheriff's office, she believed she had avoided hitting the person but wasn't sure. Cruz showed photos of the damage to her car to the supervisor, who advised Cruz to call police and report the accident. The supervisor said Cruz made a statement, quote, "I don't want to really say anything, and I don't think I hit him." Cruz admitted she was told she should have stopped at the accident and should notify police. She was released on bail as she paid $50,000 bond, according to Polk County Jail inmate lookups. A federal agent was injured attempting to arrest an immigrant who beat him in a five-minute tussle, leading to a Lakeland manhunt, according to Polk County Sheriff's Lady Judd. Polk deputies arrested 21-year-old Dennis Miranda of Lakeland on August 26 after he managed to escape from federal agents, Judd said. Miranda faces several felony charges, including battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest with violence, false imprisonment, and burglary of an occupied structure. Make no mistake about it. If you are here in this country, in this state, and certainly in this county, illegally, and you are violent, and you violated the law, we are going to take you into custody. There are approximately 100 individuals currently in Polk County Jail on ICE holds, according to Polk County Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Carrie Hutzman. These individuals have been arrested by the various law enforcement agencies across Polk County. Judge estimates there are about 1.4 million people with outstanding federal warrants for deportation, like Miranda. He said there is a disproportionate number of those individuals in Florida. And Winter Haven Commissioner Brad Dantzler decides to put public speculation to rest on August 25th. He won't be seeking another term. Dantzler made his announcement at the end of the City Commission's meeting. "My time on the Winter Haven City Commission is drawing nigh. I am not going to be filing for re-election for this January. I will have served 13 years come January." Dancer was first elected to seat 4 in the commission in the spring of 2013 and has successfully won re-election 3 times. He served as the city's mayor in 2016 and 2018 to 2023. In 21 interview with the Ledger, Dantzler listed the construction of the Advent Health Field House and Conference Center, South Central Park, and the Reuben Williams Sports Complex, formerly named Lake Maud Park, among the city's biggest accomplishments during his time on the commission. To date, there are 2 candidates who have filed for this race. Matthew Crowley, a paraeducator and local activist, will face off with Chad Davis, former senior legislative assistant to former Florida Senator Kelly Stargill. For seat 4, Melinda Calagritis will challenge Dollison for seat 5. Those interested in running must be a U.S. citizen and a Florida resident, be a registered voter in Florida, and reside within the city limits of Winter Haven at the time of qualifying. Qualifying runs from September 15th to September 19th, with all forms due to the city clerk's office by noon on the 19th. And Haines City Police are looking for 2 people in connection with a December 27 drive-by shooting that killed a 33-year-old woman. Orissa Latrice Roberts' husband, 33, of Haines City, was in the vehicle that was shot from behind in darkness on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Way near Avenue K. A 41-year-old woman was hospitalized. At the time of the shooting, police released surveillance video showing a sedan coming to a stop behind a white Ford transport van that was carrying Roberts' husband and a friend and opening fire. In the news release on the 29th, police said more surveillance footage captured at the nearby business shortly before the incident shows a vehicle they suspect was used in the shooting, along with two people. Jaiza Jakarta Denise Yeomans and an unknown man. The vehicle is a silver Mercedes C300. Police said Yeomans is believed to have information on the homicide. Roberts' husband, a 2010 graduate of Ridge Community High School, worked at the Longhorn Steakhouse in Winter Haven and assisted her mother, Erica Roberts, at her business. Rice's Print Pack and Ship Center in Haines City, according to a news release. She left behind a 2-year-old son. Heartland Crime Stoppers is offering a $5,000 reward in addition to the Haines City Police reward of $2,500. For a total of $7,500 for any information that leads to an arrest. We have continued to investigate this case the last 10 months, Haines City Police Chief Jay Hopwood said in the release, and we will continue to investigate it until the person or persons responsible for the death are held responsible for the despicable actions. And this concludes our weekly news report brought to you by Mulberry Christian Radio. Until next time, have a blessed week.